Listen now for Call to Worship, a half-hour program dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by the Zion Chapel in Holland.
Reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 2, reading the first verse to the church at Thyatira, and the last. Chapter 2, verse 18, "And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, These things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet like fine brass." And then the last words, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Let's give thanks for these words and pray that God will teach us through them. They were to that church, but they're also to us today, and how we need the letters to each one of these churches. Some may fit one church more than another, one time more than another, but we certainly need ears to hear what the Spirit saith to the churches, plural. Our Father, We give thanks once again for this letter. We give thanks for all of the seven letters. We give thanks for all of the other letters written by Paul and Peter, James, and John. All these letters, Father, that were to the churches, as well as the Gospels, and thy word by Moses, and by Samuel, by David, by Isaiah, and all the other prophets. We give thanks for them, and all the message to us, both by word and by example. And we pray, Father, that we might have both eyes to see and ears to hear the words of thy kingdom, the words that describe it, and the words that call us into it, the words that call us both to repent and to believe, and then to obey, and all of the other exhortations that we have. We pray, Father, for the church to be revived in this time, to be made again a salt and a light in every nation. We pray that especially for our nation. We fear, Father, that the church has become a salt that hath lost its savor. And as Lord Jesus, you told us that we're only then good to be trodden on the foot of men. We pray that we might once again be a salt and be a light in this nation. We pray it especially at this time when we think of electing new leaders for the future. And we pray that we might have the wisdom to do so. We might have the fear of thee, which is the beginning of wisdom, and that we might look to thee in acknowledgement of all things, of the blessings of the past, of the needs of the present and the future. And we pray, Father, also for many other needs that we have in our nation, in the home, that they might be healed, they might be understood rightly from the Holy Scriptures. We pray, Father, for the children, especially in the troubled homes. We pray for thy blessing on those in sickness and injury. We pray for the schools, that they might again teach the truth, and once again recognize thee as creator and lawgiver, that then our future leaders also may have that beginning. We pray, Father, for that blessing for other nations as well. And especially we pray for those at war that believe the lie and often enter into the terrible strife among themselves and against others with the hatred, the killings, the wounded, the sorrow, the fear, the awfulness of it, the homeless, the hungry, all these terrible things, Father, coming supposedly from thee. And it is but a lie of Satan. And we pray that it might be recognized both by those who do it and by others, Father, that think that this may not all be true. But help each one to know, Father, from which these things come and where they are taught and how they are to believe a lie and the terribleness of it. We pray, Father, that the truth might again be known from Christ. And then according to thy holy word, we pray it also, Father, for the temporal needs of those in sickness and those in other needs, in the families, the elderly, all these needs, Father, that we have in the workplace and every way of life. We give thanks for the blessings in nature. Pray for those who are suffering in homelessness because of that as well. And we pray, Father, that we might seek first, be made to seek first thy kingdom and thy righteousness, with the promise that all these things will be added through Christ. Amen. Coming to the end of this letter to the fourth church, coming from him who spoke to all the churches and who described himself here as "these things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass." Yes, the message is from the Son of God. As Paul wrote to the Hebrews, God hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son, by whom he made the worlds. Many today want to speak of different religions that have much in common, and supposedly all speak of the God of Abraham. But only one speaks of God's Son, believing his word concerning that Son. The message of the Old Testament promising that the Son would come, the seed of the woman promised to Adam that his seed, Abraham's seed, would bless all nations, given to Abraham and repeated again over and over to David, Isaiah writing of him, and in the New Testament read We read that the Scriptures might be fulfilled and have been fulfilled in Christ, the Son of God. Even though some may not see Him, He sees all of us who hath eyes like a flame of fire and His feet are like fine brass. While He was here on earth, He spoke many times of He being the light of the world. Also John, who was here told to write to these different churches, wrote of Him and said that the light shone in the darkness, but the darkness comprehended it not. And then even the sad words of Christ, that men love darkness rather than light. God's Word is light, but particularly His Son is light, the light of the world, and the only true light. And He is here giving us light through His Word, and stating the end of this letter, He that hath an ear. Not everyone has an ear. Not everyone has a willingness to hear. And not everybody has, sadly, even the ability to hear. Some are completely taken captive by Satan, still opposing themselves, as Paul wrote to Timothy. God said by the Old Testament prophet, and Christ also spoke of it, of Israel, that they have ears and they hear not. They have a heart and don't understand. So this is a solemn word, he that hath an ear. For 28 years I had no ear to hear the whole message of God. I heard what I wanted to. I perverted it. I wrested it, even to my own destruction, if God would have let me there and not intervened, not opened my eyes, opened my ears, opened my heart. I would have went on to hear only what was pleasing to the flesh, what left me in my pride, thinking I was different than the Word of God described me, thinking God was different than He described Himself. And that was true of Christ as well. And all that He spoke, and it comes to us by the Spirit. Peter, having been with Christ those many years, but here also writing a letter to the churches, describing them as those that obtained like precious faith through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And then he referred back to the time that he was with Christ here on earth, when Moses and Elijah came down and spoke with Christ and was transfigured before them. And Peter refers to that when he states, "For we have not followed cunning, devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus, but were eyewitnesses to His majesty. For He received from God the Father honor and glory, when there came such a voice to Him from the excellent glory, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased,' and this word which came from heaven we heard when we were with Him in the Holy Mount." And then listen to the next statement. After he saw and heard the voice himself from heaven, which he could repeat, but we can't hear except hearing it from Peter's lips. But he said, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well to take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." So when we have that blessing of having ears, we hear what the Spirit says through the Word. There is a moment today that people say, "Well, just sit and listen to the Spirit. See what the Spirit tells you." There may be times when we can pray and say, "Lord, teach me," or, "Lord, show me." this or that or show what way I should go. But in the main, we need to be taught by the Word. Even a more sure word of prophecy, Peter said, than the vision that he saw, that he heard the voice from heaven stating, "This is my beloved Son." What a wonderful thing for Peter. But that was past. It happened one time. What if we had only the Word one day or a week, and then had to remember from then on what we read? Thankfully, we can have it. When we think of it, we can open the Bible and listen to what the Spirit saith to the churches. We can listen to what the Spirit here says and tells us, particularly concerning Christ. He said, "You do well that you take heed." Heed to that sure word of prophecy, not the word of man, but the Holy Spirit moving holy men to write. The Holy Spirit dictating, as it were. They were moved by that Spirit that Christ said, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches." And that is really including all of Scripture. He is speaking already to Adam, Abraham, Israel, all the different places, and as we'll see a little later, using these things for examples to us. But first of all, to think of having an ear. He that hath an ear. We don't have really an ear. We don't have an eye to see the kingdom of God. To read it, sometimes we read it, sometimes we hear others read it. Either way, it's from God, and it's the Holy Scripture. It is the Word of God. Some want to say, well, it's no longer the Word of God. It's been changed. It's been diluted. And we have another word now that is more true. Not so. Not so at all. That word does not tell us about the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. That word tells us He's not the Son. So don't believe that the word has been changed and there's a better word. That lie may stay till Christ comes again. And when everyone sees Him coming on the clouds of glory, then they will know, but it will be too late for those that haven't believed through the Word. Those that have not had an ear to hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Who are the churches? We have here a church at this place, a church at that place, and a church at the other place. But what are they? They are the body of Christ. They are the blood-bought ones. Here, Christ is basically speaking to them as they are after they have had their beginning. He is speaking to them in their works. He's speaking to them in their sins. He's speaking to those who are there amongst them, as this church. He speaks of the wicked woman, Jezebel, and what he's going to do with her, and those that sin with her. All of that is taking place. It's speaking of their sanctification. But with each one of them, there has been a day of justification, a day of sins pardoned, sins forgiven, an entrance into the kingdom by faith, faith that comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's how we are saved. That's what God inspired Paul to write plainly to the Corinthians. He stated, "For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent." Just before that he said, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us that are saved it is the power of God." And then in the 21st verse of that first chapter of 1 Corinthians, "For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. We're not saved by being born into the world. We're not saved by this way or that way. One way. And that must continue in our sanctification. It must continue with this church at Thyatira, but at the end he speaks to all the churches, unto the churches, plural. And he's speaking it today. We need better ears, so we will hear together what the Spirit saith to the churches. There's a sad division in the church, what the Spirit is saying to the churches, what the Spirit has said through Moses, what the Spirit has said through Isaiah, what the Spirit has said through Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John. The same Spirit that gave those men the ability to write God's mind, God's word from heaven, that same Spirit needs to be here to give us the new birth, to give us eyes to see. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And basically the same thing is true for the eye. Eye and ear, both. If we have an ear to hear, it'll be because the Spirit has opened our heart to receive the word. All of that is something that we need to think about in doctrine. We like to think of it as something to please the flesh, and people say, well, I don't like doctrine. We need the doctrine of Scripture. It is the Holy Word of God. It is a message of creation, and then all the way through Scripture to the time of Christ's return. Thy come quickly. The doctrine of Christ as Creator. The doctrine of Christ as God. The doctrine of Christ as the Savior of men. He who thought it not robbery to be equal with God took on him the form of a man, humbled himself in that way, and then went to the death of the cross. He is now highly exalted and on the right hand of God, alive. As he said to one of these churches here earlier, I was dead and am alive. All that the Spirit is saying, it is Christ, it is the Spirit, and as we have said before, it is the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as one. Sometimes it seems one is speaking more than the other, but they all speak together. Christ is telling John what to write, and then Christ is saying, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Though it is absolutely necessary to have this, it is certainly given in far different measure. Sometimes we can have what we call awakening. Then many people will call on the name of the Lord, wanting to be saved, as on the day of Pentecost. There was the church, the initial body, the 120 that were praying, were filled with the Spirit. They had then received what Christ told them to wait for till they were strengthened with power from on high. That was the Spirit of God in them. But the Spirit of God also so applied the word of Peter that those that heard were pricked in the heart and made to ask, what must we do? And Peter told them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Then we read that they that gladly received the word were baptized. There were 3,000 on that day that heard the word. And sometimes some of them heard it in a lesser way, sometimes in a greater way. When we think of the Corinthians, they were still called babes. They had an ear, but didn't hear it fully as they should, weren't humbled by it as they were later. They still thought they had factions, they still were puffed up, but they did have an ear to hear when Paul wrote to them about these things, and they repented. They had a godly sorrow. So they had an ear to hear what the Spirit was saying to the churches through Paul. God only knows how many others were blessed by that same letter to the Corinthians. I just read part of it, that God saves by the foolishness of preaching, through the preaching of the word. I had to be preached to be made lost. Then I had to be preached to have the blessing of being saved, of hearing the word both ways from God, of my sinful condition, and then of the blessing of forgiveness, adoption, being able to cry, Abba, Father. And now we need the Spirit again to revive the church so desperately. I'm afraid that even through my years, I see less blessing today than along the way. I think of times when one could have a man preach and have a number of people come and listen when he truly preached the word, the message of the gospel, the whole counsel of God. But today, there's more wanting entertainment, wanting this and wanting that. Someone told me just yesterday, they went to want to find a church. They said there was no preaching, only singing. Singing is good, but preach the word, Paul said to Timothy. Preach the word. That's what needs to be preached. That's the Spirit speaking to the church. And if that word is heard, that's having an ear to hear what the Spirit saith to the churches in the beginning and in continuation. The Lord Jesus said along the way, he that endures to the end shall be saved. It's not just the beginning. It's not just looking back. Some people say, oh, put down the date you were saved, and that's all you have to have. Christ also said, by their fruits you shall know them. James said, faith without works is dead. All that the Spirit is saying, and he's saying it very much to these churches. Five of them were told, repent. The first one was so warned and stated, the church at Ephesus, that remember from which thou art fallen. They were a fallen church already. There's not only a small number of years since their beginning when Paul was first there. Remember from which thou art fallen, and repent, and do thy first works, or I will come quickly and remove the candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Oh, I'm afraid many have not repented and have the candlestick removed. There's churches that have a beginning in our nation. Those number of years ago, in the 1600s, 1700s, church that were blessed, that today believe very little of Scripture. They don't have an ear to hear what the Spirit saith to the churches through the Word of God. And the living Word speaks through that Word, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's speaking here. He said, these things saith the Son of God, who hath eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like unto fine brass. The Spirit will take the things of Christ and show them to us. Is he showing it to you?
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son.
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, check out their website, www.calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship.
Praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord.